Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, freaks. You are listening to WMUCFM College Park Radio. I am Abby, one half of Frequencies. We are waiting for Ethan to show up. I think he's walking here. So while we wait, I'm going to play a PSA and we're going to get into the tunes because it's going to be a good show today, guys. Let's see. We'll do this one.
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Wow, welcomes are, walk-ins are always welcome. Chills. Oh, hey.
This is crazy.
Yeah, bro.
I've never walked in second.
Yes, yes, bro.
How
yeah.
Feel?
It feels good. I feel so responsible.
I was running.
I said he was walking. Guess I was wrong. He was running. Guys, isn't it so annoying when you, like, forget the password for a website, so you're like, okay, I'm gonna make sure I save it, bro. And then the browser that you use, like, just stops working, so you have to use a different browser that it's not saved on, even though you were logged into the same Google account. So now I have to change my password again. Like, I can't even try to remember what I made this password. Like, I'm just going to have to change it again, bro.
Like, you want to use my laptop?
L after L after L after L. Call me LL Cool J because I just keep taking L's.
Whoa, that was not what I was going to say.
Yeah, I'll just use your laptop, bro. I try to be proactive, guys. I try to help out and do the Spinatron and do the logs and all of that. But it's really difficult when you don't know your password to Spinatron. So today is December 11th, and it's the last episode of Frequencies for this semester. Yeah. I know you guys were about to start crying because you were so sad that Frequencies is gone forever, but no, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Like, come
late
Jan. Yeah.
I guess like 2 months. Give or take.
I mean, couldn't we just come in? If one Thursday night, we're just like, dude, I want to do the show.
Well, they said like there's like winter forms, but I don't know how many people are going to do it. So if there's a free slot, I mean.
There is absolutely going to be a free slot.
Hey, one day we'll get bored. Just eat with it.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, we're going to use winter break as time to like cook up some good playlists and stuff.
We can make our playlists, every playlist we have.
True.
In advance.
This is actually so true.
Could you imagine how crazy, like, together, well put together we'd be?
Yeah, but are we going to do that?
No. We just like
we're not going to do that.
In real time. Our listeners, I should say.
All right, guys. I want to get the first song on because I'm really excited for this, the playlist for today, actually. It's going to be a banger.
A return to form, if you will.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get it started.
And I hope you guys are all with a special somebody right now, because it's good to be with a special
somebody. For unrelated reasons.
It's winter, that's like a time of like community, I feel, because everyone's like, it's like snowed in, I want to be with like all my friends, yada yada yada, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no other
reason.
Yeah. So. Is it up there? Oh, it is. Whoa.
What?
Usually it doesn't save.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, first song is going to be Freaking You by Jodeci. And, yeah.
Is my volume up? I don't think so. FN plus the pre-verse, FN plus bass.
Yeah, it's up. My dad used to listen to Jodeci while dropping me off to school, so this is kind of nostalgic. So,
this song is the ending for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 5, and that's why I actually...
Is it actually?
Yep. Honest to God. And I love that for it.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Who knew there's going to be a world where something my dad does has in common
with
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Yeah.
Crazy, guys. Absolutely crazy. Well, this is Freaking You by Jodeci. Hope you guys enjoy. Oh.
Is it not plugged in?
Lol. No.
I cannot see the freaking...
It's on... It might be on the right side.
Sorry, guys. Now, enjoy the tunes.
Every freaking night, I wanna freak you, girl, your body's so-
freaking tight. Every freaking night and every freaking day. I wanna freak you, baby, in every freaking way. Every freaking day, every freaking night. I wanna freak you, girl, your body's so freaking tight.
Hey guys.
Me when I returned from my trip in LA.
Hey y'all, I literally just met Alex Earl and Julia Fox, and we went to Erewhon, and yeah, it was so chill. We made TikToks.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm doing the post. Come with some slack.
Yeah, you get no slack. In LA, it's just, it's a rat race, bro. It's all about who you know. And, if you don't know anyone, then, what are you doing? What I can't find is the beginning of this thread. Who else is up beating right now?
Hey, LMK. Who up beating?
Bro, who up beating right now?
Look at what you did to our the feed.
Dude, tell me that doesn't look good.
We have Goop.
No, we have Sago, which just probably isn't even real Sago, because I was doing some research, and the Sago that comes from Thailand, is, rare now, so, this stuff is just, tapioca, it's not real Sago.
I remember for Kuko, we had some, right? So, did someone make some? Am I lying to you?
Dang, I don't remember. But everything else, I don't even mind if it's tapioca. Mm-hmm. If it's a white tapioca and mixing with the fruit and the milk. Dude, tell me that doesn't look buzz. Buzz. We could have made that buzz. Y'all, I'm actually, I cannot find this
thing. Well, guys, last show of the semester. So we're returning to form, like I said. Because, the people have been asking for it. Frequencies, we're not freaks anymore. And I was like, you know what? Bet that. Return. Go back to who we once were.
Yes! I found the thread.
I thought you were, emphasizing the thing I just said.
But that too. That too. Yeah.
You said it in the cadence of, a pastor.
Yes!
Yes, Lord! That kind.
And when the devil just gets... Oh, yep.
You're peeking a little...
Silence the pastor, I see. Really makes you wonder.
I feel like you would do that.
Really makes you wonder. What, silence a pastor?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Would you not? I feel like you'd be anti-pastor.
Actually, yeah, low-key, well, not to discuss anything that is, controversial, but, I have feelings about leaders of certain groups etc. Anyways, guys, our next song is So Anxious by Genuine. This is a good song.
It is.
So let's just put it on. Wait. Stall.
Oh. You can just press play and then, like, we can do this after. But
I like it to be accurate, though.
Yeah, that's why I look at the time.
All right. This next song is So Anxious by Genuine. Guys, don't get anxious because the freaks are here for you. So there's no reason to even be, like, worried for real. Like,
that is something I want. Like, if I'm anxious and someone's like, oh, the freaks are here for you, don't worry. I'm calm.
We're going to whisper you guys to sleep every night.
Thank you. said I'm so anxious.
Can you have another day?
Oh, you guys aren't getting that. Not yet. We gotta introduce it first.
Don't tease him like that.
Yes, bro. So that was So Anxious by Genuine.
Yes, forget it.
Yeah, we were talking about that video of him where he's performing, and he's not in his as some people would say, his prime.
Yeah.
And he's doing a dance that if you were like a fine 20-year-old, would have the girls swooning.
I would also argue that if I was a fine 20-year-old woman, I would also not be swooning over what he just did. He did like a head bobble at the end that, and like was stiff after the head bobble. I did not like it. I did not like what I saw.
Yeah, and the video is pretty funny. So if you guys want to see what we're talking about, just look up Genuine on Instagram, and it's the video where, let me see.
You'll know it.
Yeah, he's wearing all black, and it's like kind of a red background, so look at your own will. That's all I'm gonna say. But this next song we're gonna play is Feel All of My Love Inside by Marvin Gaye. Low-key the king of freaky songs, like, you know, Sexual Healing, that's like universal, like, freak song, like,
really?
No, you know that song. No. Any movie, like, from the 80s to, like, early 2000s, like, that song is playing as, like, the, like, woo-woo time.
Oh, in Sims terms.
Yeah.
Maybe off air we can.
Yeah. You know it.
I know it.
So, he's, like, the king. I asked my dad. I was, like, Dad, can you send me baby making music?
Because
if there's one person who I know knows baby making music, it is my father.
Hey, shout out Pops.
Yes, bro. One time he was driving me. I was in eighth grade. A song comes on his YouTube, and he's like, wait, I think you were conceived to this. And I was like, right.
Yo,
so
thank you, Pops.
Yeah, I need some time to think about that.
Did he say you were conceived to this like verbatim?
Yes.
That is awesome. I really like the idea of your dad, maybe. Maybe like when I'd actually meet him face to face, it'd be different, but everything you tell me is really cool. Really funny.
Really cool.
Really funny.
Oh my God. All right. Well, one day you'll meet Mr. Stallworth.
Yeah.
See how that is.
And not Tristan. Nah, I'm not going to get baited anymore.
Nah, bro. Heck no.
I have not forgotten Tristan, who is definitely listening.
Oh, for sure listening.
Oh, for sure.
But anyways, guys, this next song is Feel All My Love Inside, Marvin Gaye.
I'll be loving you day, in and out, wrong, right. Cause I want you, baby, for my wife. Oh, you're so divine. You're everything I've ever wanted. You're everything that's on my mind. Is it real? Oh,
Hey guys, we're back.
Hey.
I feel like that song was pretty short.
Yeah, it ended a lot quicker than I thought. Mm-hmm. We also did mute half of it, though.
True.
True-ness.
Ugh, does anyone else have, like, thread stuck in their scarf right now and they have to get it out? Because I hope it's not just me.
No, it's me too.
And I can't even...
Okay,
Thank you! Can you hold this flashlight for me? I can't freaking see.
You could have just asked. You didn't have to wait for me to end the game. I was playing Krunker, by the way, for those who know, those who are tapped in, anyone real. Speaking of which, if you play League of Legends, Skate Club League of Legends party soon. It'd be a crazy lit movie, I swear.
What did I even do?
She does not care. Not a gaffe in sight. Well, the next song. Oh, actually, you want to introduce it?
Oh, yeah.
This is the song. The premiere song of the playlist, dare I say.
All right, yeah. Next song is Would You Mind by Janet Jackson. Now, there's a famous video of this online where interviewer Diane Sawyer reads the lyrics of this song to Janet Jackson, in which I guess the intention was for Janet to be like, oh, wait, yeah, you're right. These lyrics are very, very dirty. Ooh, I'm so embarrassed. But Janet just, like, was smiling in, like, such a, like, funny way where she's like, yeah, I wrote that. Dang. You know, like, oh, wait, that's a good line. So, yeah, this song is, like, wait, what did I do?
There's a lot going on behind the scenes today, guys. You wouldn't even know.
Anyways, it's just a very famous song for how freaky it is. So, hope you guys enjoy it.
Sad, freaky sounds, I guess.
Yeah, bro. Wait, stall.
Oh, I've been put on this job a lot, and I feel like my reception to it has not been as astounding.
All right, you're done.
As it usually is, and I think that we actually need to have a dialogue about that soon, because right now.
That's it. Would you mind? Would you? Baby, would you mind touching me ever so slowly?
Tell you how much I missed you.
That one,
it's a great song. like on an objective standpoint, you have to acknowledge that that was a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my
that's all you gotta say.
That's all I need to say, I feel like. The next song is my pick. I also have like a not even remotely similar, but like somewhat similar story. I remember one time, I think this was during college, my mom, we were, like, driving through the tunnel. I don't know why I remember it so vividly. We were driving through the tunnel to Baltimore City, and I think she was, like, dropping him off to UMD. But she plays this song. She's like, oh, this is, like, or I should preface, my mom doesn't make playlists. Like, she, like, listens to music, like, very, like, oh, like, 70s hits or, like, 80s hits, you know what I mean? Like, not, like those pre-made, like, mm-hmm. Oh, these are some big songs back in the day. So she's like, oh, Ethan, this is like some music I used to listen to back in the day. I was like, whoa, okay, this is very rare. And it's not this song, but they play a different song of the same artist. And I acknowledge that my mom was also young and turned at one point, but hearing it live kind of thing is not for the faint of heart, I would put.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so she put this song on?
It was not this song, but it's off the same album, I think. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. I think it's their most played song on Spotify, if you want to look it up. But yeah, next song is Me and You by Tony Tony Tony. Yeah.
Donut.
Not anniversary. It feels good because I have that song liked. Lol.
It feels good. Yeah. Is it that one?
Good. I remember them. The only thing I really remember about this song is that they talk about removing a part of clothing off of somebody, and I was like, oh.
Heard. Yeah, I had a song. Well, actually, I think it's still on here. Yeah, this talks about only wearing certain parts of clothes.
I can only assume by the by the title which ones.
Yeah, they weren't really clear with that, so I don't really know. But Me and You, Tony, Tony, Tony!
3 exclamation points, by the way.
Yes, bro. All right, guys. Hope you enjoy. Oops.
See, man, I ain't tripping off none of my homeboys. No. And I ain't tripping off none of her girlfriends.
Oh, sure, Raphael.
Because I can't do that. We're going to be together. We're going to do this.
Shut up.
No, we can do this.
Just me and you. Ooh, baby. You
Hey guys, just ruminating on the tragedy that is our love lives right now. Well, I don't know, Ethan. You're kind of more hopecore. I'm I'm in the trenches.
Well, I think I'm very hopeful, optimistic in all things, but yeah, no, we do be ruminating. How it be sometimes.
What's that one video of that guy who's like a bartender and like he's like stoned and this woman is like asking him all these questions and he's like answering them with one words and then one of them is like, it'd be like that. I'll just have to show you.
I'm pretty sure I'm quoting that video even if I didn't watch it before.
Yes, bro, because she like says something and he's like, it'd be like that. Sometimes.
Yeah. Like you say that with a D-A-T.
That,
you know what I mean?
It'd be like that.
Yup, like Storage Wars. Who remembers? Because it's
Whoa.
Me. I love Storage Wars to this day. I don't care.
Wait, I used to watch it with my mom. I don't remember anything about it.
Storage Wars is the most hotel TV show there has ever been. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, most hotel what?
You know when you're at a hotel, like you're at like let's say like
Oh yeah.
You're going to like South Carolina or something for some reason, and you're literally at a hotel. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, what do we do? Like, there's nothing to do. You're in the same room with your mom. You can't do much, and there's a TV. You turn on the TV, Storage Wars.
Sorry. Yes, bro. Actually, I remember one time I was in a hotel, and I turned on the TV, and it was Family Guy. And then I proceeded to watch it, and that was, like, one of my few experiences watching Family Guy.
I miss Family Guy so bad.
Rest in peace, Family Guy.
There's nothing stopping me from watching it. I just don't. But I love Family Guy. Dare I say I am a Family Guy.
Hold on. What?
Whoa. Topical for today, isn't it?
You are the Family Guy?
I am. Yeah. Yup. Hey. Soft. No.
Ethan's trying to make a Family Guy.
Whoa.
When you're, like, in France and this like, dude named Guy is trying to, like, hit on your wife who you're, like, planning to have a kid with. Wait.
I was walking with you for a minute. I was ready for it.
Ethan's trying to have a family. Guy. And the dude's name is Guy because he's French.
Is that a French name?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Guy. That's how they say it. Guy.
Oh, no, because there's in my... I've had two classes with him, I think. But there's a dude named Guy in my class. And he's, uh-huh. like, stupid smart. But his name is literally just Guy. And he's the most guy-looking guy you'll ever see. Like, I don't have anything to say about him. He's just a guy. You know what I mean?
Bro, like Guy Fieri.
Well, I feel like people have a lot to say about him.
Really?
Actually, no, not a lot, but like he's a character.
But like, is he like most hated? Like what do people have to say about Guy Fieri, bro?
Like a decade and a half ago, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, perhaps. I know a lot of people thought his show was trash.
Yeah, it's not great. Have you watched it?
Yeah. Oh, have I watched?
Oh.
Diners, Dive-Ins, and Drives? Dude, my dad used to only watch that show. And when I would, like, go to stay with him, like, we would just watch that and anything on Food Network, basically. Oh, whoa. I'm familiar.
I was a Soul Kitchen Nightmares guy.
Kitchen Nightmares. Okay, no, that's also a good one.
That was gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to a cafe in Baltimore because it was featured on the show. Sadly, it closed down.
Oh.
Few years ago. I don't think the food was really improved also post Ramsay leaving.
Yeah.
Like I got chicken tenders and they were butt.
I heard that most of the time the restaurant falls through anyways, yeah.
It's not really successful. But okay guys, let's play a song. Like we're just talking.
Hey, this is our show. We can talk if you want to talk.
I guess.
What are they gonna say? No?
True.
Stop listening?
Turn this off.
No, they're gonna keep listening. You know why? And then you play the song.
Okay.
So, like, the bit only works... Well, we're going up. The bit only works if you actually do the thing.
Oh!
So, she's over here, like, threading a needle. Literally threading a needle. And
this next song is called Anytime by Brian McKnight. Thank you.
our hearts. Now more and more I wonder where you are. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Do you ever wake up reaching out for me? Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Still have your picture in the frame. Hear your footsteps down the hall. I swear I hear your voice driving me insane. How I wish that you would call to say, do I ever cross your mind anytime? Do you ever wake up reaching out for me? Do I ever cross your mind anytime?
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Hope you guys like that song. That song was very calming.
It was. It's a vibe reset almost.
Yeah, honestly, like, we went really, like, really hard, and then we can go really soft. So I liked that it was, like, just chill, you know? And let's just continue that vibe. This next song is Sweet Lady by Tyrese, so...
Oh, wait, we have, like, no time. Do you want to make,
Wait, what's going on?
The recommended song, the last?
Wait, why is this from last week?
Oh, we can just change it. It's okay.
Okay. Anyways, what'd you say?
The, via viewer submission. I was thinking to make that our last.
Oh, yeah, I'm down.
Okay. Yep.
Wait, okay, actually, I'm going to play the song that my dad sent first, and then play that last one.
Okay.
Okay, this next song is actually Rock Me Tonight by Freddie Jackson. I'm spelling it wrong. I'm so used to my way of spelling Freddie. Okay, I'll just put it in a while, please. Rock Me Tonight, Freddie Jackson.
so good, feel so right. Would you ride with me tonight for an old time's sake, sweet baby? Yeah. Would you come and roll with me tonight for an old time's sake? Oh, girl. Come on and rock me. Come on and roll with me, baby. Come on and rock me. Roll with me. I wanna feel you next to me. I want you to do the thing that we used to do together. Come on, let's make it right.
Hey guys.
Oh.
What's up, bro?
Actually, we have a minute.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Sorry, Val. I didn't realize that song was, like, so long.
I also forgot it was 7 minutes long.
Yeah, it just, like, it felt so natural. Like,
that was a very quick 7 minutes for what it's worth.
But, okay, we're going to try to quickly get in some last
That's an 8 minute song. Whoa.
Bruh, 9, not even 8.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, here's Charlotte's song. Thank you guys so much for listening this entire semester. Like we love you freaks because you guys are freaky just like us. And
you wouldn't be here if you weren't.
Yeah, make sure you guys are freaky over winter break, and we'll get freaky again during the spring semester. Okay, bye, guys.
Our final end notes.